Well, greetings, dear saints.
向大家问好，弟兄姐妹们。
Linda and Linda, my wife, by the way, I didn't just bring some strange woman.
这是我的太太 Linda.
Linda and I are grateful to be able to come and be with you this weekend.
Linda 和我非常能够来到这里，非常的高兴。
We appreciate the blessing of fellowship.
我们实在里面感到这个交通的何等的甜美。
And we've had the joy of knowing this fellowship together for some few years now.
我们有几年没有在一起，但这一次我们能够在一起交通，何等的甜美。
And I would be wrong if I didn't bring love and greetings from the saints in Richmond.
假如我不把 Richmond 弟兄姐妹的爱带到这里，那我就错了。
We pray for you and we ask you to continue to pray for us.
我们为你们祷告，也祈求你们为我们祷告。
That we would not fail in this highest calling of all, the eternal purpose of God.
所以我们就不会在这里有跌倒，在神永远的旨意、最高的旨意的事上。
Again, I'd like to read some verses. If you would turn with me and to Ephesians 6, this is a verse we read last night, 18-20.
我们再来读几处的经节，这是我们昨天晚上已经读的，以弗所书第六章18-20节。
Praying at all seasons, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching unto this very thing with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
And for me, in order that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the glad tidings.
也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
For which I am an ambassador bound with a chain, that I may be bold in it as I ought to speak.
我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者。并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
Turn to Paul's letter to the Colossians chapter 4 verses 2-4.
我们一同来看哥罗西书保罗的书信第四章2-4节。
Persevere in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving.
你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。
Praying at the same time for us also, that God may open to us a door of the word to speak the mystery of Christ, on account of which also I am bound.
也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘，我为此被捆锁。
To the end that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak.
叫我按着所该说的话，将这奥秘发明出来。
Turn to Romans 12.
我们再来看罗马书12章。
Verse 12.
12节。
The second part.
第二段。
In this long list, Paul makes a similar point to what we just read.
在这个里面，我们看见他在那里有一个祈求，有关于祷告的。
He said, as regards prayer, persevering.
祷告要恒切。
We turn to Matthew 26.
我们再回到马太的26章。
I'm certain you're aware of this verse. Verse 41.
41节。
It says, watch and pray, that you enter not into temptation,The spirit indeed is ready, but the flesh is weak.
总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
Turn to Luke 21.
路加21章。
We'll just read one verse, 36.
我们只读一节，36节。
Watch therefore, praying at every season.That you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things which are about to come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事， 得以站立在人子面前。
Turn to 1 Peter 4 verse 7.
彼得前书第四章第七节。
The end of all things is drawn nigh. Be sober therefore, and be watchful unto prayers.
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
And the last I'd like to look at is in James chapter 5.
最后我们要看雅各书的第五章。
Starting in the second part of verse 16.
从十六节的后半段开始。
It says, the fervent supplication of the righteous man has much power.
一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
Elias was a man of like passions to us, and he prayed with prayer that it should not rain, and it did not rain upon the earth 3 years and 6 months.
以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就3年零6个月不下在地上。
And again he prayed, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth caused its fruit to spring forth.
他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for gathering us this weekend.
主啊，谢谢你这个周末聚集我们。
We thank you for the blessings of fellowship.
我们感谢这个交通的这个恩典。
And we want to say once again, as we come to your word, we're absolutely dependent upon the Holy Spirit.
再一次我们要说，来到你自己的话语面前，我们只有完全的在这里依靠圣灵的带领。
When many of your disciples turned away that day in the feeding of the 5,000,
我们知道当那些门徒，许多的门徒离开了主那一天，是五饼二鱼喂饱了5000人的那个神迹奇事以后，
You turned to those that were left and you said, will you also go?
你转向那些还留在那里的，问他们，你们也要离开吗？
And Peter said,
彼得说，
wonderful verse, words,
彼得说了这个美好的话，
to whom shall we go?
我们能跟从谁呢？
You alone have the words of eternal life.
只有你这永生的话。
Lord, would you speak to us those words?
主，求你向我们说永生的话。
No other words are worth hearing.
没有其他的话是值得我们来听的。
We pray for an anointing.
我们求你来恩膏我们。
For me and sister.
为着我和弟兄。
We pray for an anointing for the brothers and sisters to hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们也求你恩膏在座的弟兄姐妹，让他们能够听见圣灵向教会所说的话。
We pray the Spirit would move upon us and capture us and arrest us and bring us into this ministry of corporate prayer.
我们祷告圣灵在这里能够抓住我们，让我们进入安息，能够进入与他一同的祷告的里面。
All these things we ask in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这一切我们都求你，奉你宝贵蒙福的可称颂的名。 Amen.
Amen. Well, we come to our last opportunity, pardon me, to share on this subject.
我们来到我们最后在这里要分享的信息。
Today we're going to share on the perseverance of corporate prayer.
今天我们要交通的是团体祷告的坚持。
Many Christians have never even heard the word corporate prayer.
许多基督徒从未听过有关于团体祷告这个字。
Fewer have understood and entered into the ministry of corporate prayer.
也很少人能够明白而且进入这个团体祷告的职事。
Brother Lance Lambert in that wonderful book The School of Prayer said this.
兰佩德弟兄在祷告的学校这本书里说道，
He said we are not dealing with private or personal prayer, but with corporate prayer.
我们现在所处理的并不是私人的或者个人的祷告，而是团体的祷告。
That is simply the prayers of the church.
这个实在就是一个教会的祷告。
And although we shall make now and again references to private prayer, they shall be few.
虽然我们会时不时地提到私人祷告，但那会很少。
We are confining ourselves to this subject of corporate prayer that is so little understood and so little taught.
我们所限定要讨论的就是那几乎不被理解也极少被教导的团体祷告这一主题。
We mentioned the very first evening that this subject is a vast subject.
第一个晚上我们讲到这个主题是何等的广大。
And as we read the Word of God and look at the Lord's heart, we discover how great this vast subject is on His heart.
我们读主的话，我们发现在他的心意中，这个是一个何等大的、伟大的一个主题。
I think those of us in Richmond in many places,
我们有许多的地方，包括 Richmond 的教会，
including Islam,
也包括伊斯林的聚会
have heard about these wonderful things before.
我们以前听过有关于团体祷告这事
Brothers and sisters, when you think of that, how much we have been graced to hear what is in the Lord's heart.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过我们是何等的蒙恩，我们听到有关于团体祷告这件事。
This calling for a church that is his own vessel of possession.
这里在那里呼召他的教会就是他的选民。
That they would have the deep impression of what's in his heart.
能够知道他心中深处的那个旨意。
And that deep impression would move them to pray together and gather together under his name.
而这个深深在他里面的那个心意在那里推动他们感动他们来一同祷告
And the mystery of the eternal purpose is that he will use those prayers to complete all he intends to do
而这个神永远的旨意的奥秘就是他要应用要使用这样子的祷告来完成他的旨意
I think you've probably noticed that we're sort of going in a progression in this matter
你可能已经感觉到我们是一点一点的进入这个主题。
The first night, Friday night, we talked about the priority of corporate prayer.
第一个晚上，星期天，星期五的晚上，我们讲的是团体祷告的优先性。
If you don't understand the priority of corporate prayer, you'll never pray.
你若是不知道祷告是第一优先的话，你不会进入祷告。
But just let it suffice in review to say,Only twice the Lord Jesus spoke about his church directly by name.
我们知道在圣经里面主耶稣只有两次直接的清楚的讲到教会这个词。
And at the end of those two exhortations, the same thing was brought up.
在这两次提及教会同样的一个事情被提及。
Whatsoever you bind shall have been bound in the heavens.
凡你在地上已经捆绑了，在天上也要捆绑。
And whatsoever you loose shall have been loosed in the heavens.
凡你在地上所释放的，天上也要释放。
It's no doubt when the Lord thought of his church, he had this one thing in his heart.
这个无可置疑的就是我们主在讲到教会的时候他想到的就是这一件事情
To me that shows the priority of corporate prayer
对我来说这实在是向我们显明团体祷告的优先性
I think we need to see that
我们需要看见
Second thing we talked about was the power of corporate prayer
第二件事情我们谈到的是团体祷告的能力
You know it's normal for us to say this is too much for us
我们很容易很自然地说这个对我们来说太大了
Can we engage to this point with our blessed Lord to change things?
我们怎么能够进入这样的一个伟大的事里面没有主的祝福呢
But what you see is the inexhaustible power that He makes available to you and to me that we can pray.
但你看见了，主已经把这个取之不竭、用之不尽的大能已经赐给了教会。
And not only pray, but to pray effectively.
不单是祷告，而且是祷告是蛮有果效。
The third thing in the progression we talked about yesterday.
第三件事情我们进入的是昨天晚上。
Last night is the practice of corporate prayer.
讲到团体祷告的实行。
Now, unfortunately, among many that hear about this vast subject, they never get to that point.
很不幸的是，好多我们知道这个有关团体祷告，但我们从来没有进入这个团体祷告的事情。
The Lord intended this to be a practice of the church.
但是主在这里，他的意思是要我们能够进入到这个实行的里面。
The Lord intended this to be an exercise of the church.
他要的是教会在这里来操练、来实行。
One they're given to.
他给我们的。
And they gather and they pray what is in the Lord's heart.
我们这些能够在这里在主一同的聚集来祷告主他自己的心意。
Well, today we come to the last one.
今天我们来到最后的一个信息。
It is the perseverance of corporate prayer.
讲到的是团体祷告的坚持。
You know, brothers and sisters, this is often where we fail.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们常常失败的地方。
The Lord may convict us.
但是主他可以来使我们相信。
We may see something of the priority.
我们可能看见祷告的优先。
We may understand something of the power given to us.
我们也理解主已经把能力交给我们。
We may understand something of the call to gather in this way and make it a regular part of our gathering.
我们也知道这是一个呼召，要我们在这里一起聚集，成为一个常常在这里祷告的实际。
But often we fail in this one area.And that's we don't persevere in corporate prayer.
经常我们会在这里失败，就是我们不能坚持。
We'll be looking at three things.
我们要看三件事。
I understand my time is shorter this morning, so I'll carefully watch the clock.
我知道今天早晨的时间会稍微短一点，我会仔细的看这个钟。
And if I just abruptly stop, you will understand.
假如我必须突然停下来，你能理解。
We're going to look at this phrase, persevere in prayer.
我们来看这个词语说到在祷告中要恒切。
We're going to look at an often spoken phrase of our beloved Lord Jesus, watch and pray.
我们也来看主耶稣常常在那里讲警醒祷告。
And then we hope to discover the secret of perseverance, and that is praying through.
还有一个就是祷告恒切的那个秘密，就是要祷告到底，祷告得透。
Even us instructed ones hardly make it to that point.
我们虽然有很好的教导，但是有的时候我们可能还是达不到这一点。
Well, let's begin with persevere in prayer.
首先我们来看恒切祷告。
We've already spoken about the Lord is looking for those.Who can really pray with him?
我们已经说过，主在那里寻找能够与他一同祷告的人。
We also look at the scriptures. We discover this phrase, persevere in prayer.
我们也看到在圣经里面讲到的这个恒切祷告这个词。
Few words are as important in the scripture as this word perseverance.
难得有这样重要的词在圣经里头讲到这个恒切这个字。
You remember that remarkable verse of our Lord Jesus when he said, Those that endure to the end shall be saved.
你记得主耶稣在这里说忍耐到底的终必得救这句话。
And it's the same sense of persevering to the end.
这个也是讲到同样的忍耐恒切到底。
You know, perseverance means tenacity.
这里讲到的忍耐，讲到的就是要坚持。
It comes from the word to be constantly diligent.
这个是有这个殷勤，不断的殷勤的这样的含义。
To continue.
持续不断的。
To wait on.
等候的。
This is a very important word.
这些是非常重要的字。
I think you have to arrive at the conclusion with that word that corporate prayer is not a casual practice.
你可以得出个结论，这个团体祷告实在不是一个随随便便的事情。
This is the reason many of us cannot persevere in prayer.
这也是为什么许多的人不能在这里有恒切的祷告。
I find it absolutely interesting that that word perseverance occurs in the English Bibles only on two occasions.
我觉得这个非常的有趣。因为在英文的这个圣经版本里面，这个字只出现过两次。
We already read the first one, Ephesians 6:18.
我们已经读了第一个，就是在以弗所书的六章十八节。
Listen to the intensity of this verse.
我们来看这个字，它的那个强有力的感觉。
Praying at all seasons.
随时。
With all prayer and supplication.In the Spirit.
多方祷告在圣灵里面。
And notice this next emphasis.
下面我们注意。
And watching unto this very thing.
在此警醒不倦。
With all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
为众圣徒祈求。
With all perseverance.
带着所有的这个坚忍和警醒。
You know, the repetition of all is in this verse again and again.
我们在这里看见好多的重复。
In the end, this is the great secret of corporate prayer.
最后我们看见的这个就是团体祷告的一个秘诀。
This kind of prayer cannot happen without true perseverance.
这样的祷告若是没有真实的这个坚忍恒切是不可能成就的。
The Young's literal translation talks about watching in all perseverance.
这杨氏的直译的方法里面，我们看见的是说，在一切的坚忍中警醒。
This is one of the two times this word is in the English version.
这是两次中的一次，在英文的这个翻译版本里面出现。
This is dedicated.And directed praying.
这是一个投身直接的在祷告的执事当中。
You know, it's nothing about convenience.
这里实在没有说到能是否方便。
I think one of the miracles of America is they had this great idea of having convenience stores at every corner.
我们想到美国实在有这个很聪明的想法，就是有那个便利店，到处街的拐角都能看见。
You can find a cup of coffee almost on any block in America, it seems.
在每一条街上，你都可能找到一杯咖啡。
You can just make a quick stop and get what you need and get what you want and then leave and you're done.
你可以很快的在这个停一下就拿到你的东西，就很快就能离开。
Corporate prayer is not convenient.
但是团体祷告并不便利。
Corporate prayer is costly.
而且是要付代价的。
And God is looking for those who are willing to persevere in this.
主在那里寻找那些愿意在这里恒切祷告的人。
The second place we read that word is in Colossians 4 verse 2.
第二处讲到这个字的是在哥罗西书的第四章第二节。
Persevere in prayer, watching in it with all thanksgiving.
你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。
Brothers and sisters, do we understand the importance of that word perseverance?
弟兄姐妹，我们是否已经看到这个字恒切祷告的重要。
Do we understand that the only time it was mentioned is when the Apostle Paul was talking about prayer?
你是否已经看到当使徒保罗在讲到祷告的时候用的这个词的意思？
And not just our own prayers, but the prayers of the assembly.
不是我们自己的祷告，而是我们与聚会的其他的弟兄姐妹一同的祷告。
The word is very clear.
这边讲得非常的清楚。
It's not just pray,
不只是祷告，
but persevering in prayer.
而是恒切的不懈的祷告。
Perseverance is persistent prayer.
恒切的祷告也是说在那里执着的持守的祷告。
I mentioned to you a brother by the name of E.M. Bounds.
我讲到这个邦茨弟兄。
He is quite well known when it comes to this matter of prayer.
他在这个有关祷告的事上他是非常的有名。
It doesn't seem to me that he understood so clearly corporate prayer, but he understood the importance and priority of prayer.
他对团体的祷告不是那么的清楚明白，但是他对这个优先祷告的优先却是非常的明了。
And in his book, Purpose of Prayer, he made this phenomenal statement.
在他的这本书《祷告的目的》里面，他说到这句话。
He said, I have no doubt that much of our praying fails for lack of persistence.
他有说到我们许多的祷告都失败了，因为我们没有坚持。
And then he said, persistence is the true essence of prayer.
他说不住的祷告却是祷告所必须的。
You know, dear saints, the Lord never left us in the dark about what persevering in prayer is like.
弟兄姐妹，主实在没有把我们留在暗处，说到这个恒切祷告的这件事上。
In Luke 18:1-8 is the parable of the unjust judge.
在路加福音18:1-8，这里有一个比喻，说到那个不义的官。
I think all of you know this parable.
我想所有的人都应该知道这个比喻。
Luke 18:1-8。
路加18:1-8。
And he spoke also a parable to them, to the purport or the purpose that they should always pray and not faint.
耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
This is the Lord Jesus speaking, and this was the first point he made that men ought always pray and faint not.
这是我们主耶稣第一次在这里说，说到人必须常常祷告，不可灰心。
And this prayer is about the unjust judge.
而这个祷告是说到这个不义的官。
Now I have a real problem with the way people describe this parable of the unjust judge.
而在这件事情，当人在那里解释这个不义官的祷告的事上，我有一些看法。
You know, they talk about it being a comparison between God and this unjust judge.
因为他们在那里用这个不义的官比作了我们这位神。
Brothers and sisters, the whole point of this parable is it's a contrast between God and this unjust judge.
弟兄姐妹，这个比喻实在是一个对比对照。当我们在那里看不义的官和我们的神。
If you think God is like this unjust judge, you will never pray.
假如你想我们这位神是这个不义的官那样，你不会祷告。
You'll be like that man that said, "You're a hard man, that servant."
那你就会成为那一个又懒又恶的仆人。
He's nothing like the unjust judge.
他实在不是那个不义的官那样。
You know, the unjust judge, he only cared about himself.
因为那个不义的官只顾他的自己。
And this widow that came to him for relief from her adversary appealed to him again and again.
而这个寡妇来到他的面前，一直不停地在那里要他伸冤。
Look at verse 4 and 5.
我们来看第四和第五节。
Well, let me back up to verse 2.
我们来看第二节。
There was a judge in a city not fearing God and not respecting man.
某城里有一个官，不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。
Now, do you think that's comparison?
你觉得这个可以和我们的神比喻吗？
And there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, "Avenge me of my adverse party."
那城里有一个寡妇，常到他那里说，我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤。
And he would not for a time, but afterwards he said within himself, If even I fear not God and respect not man,
他多日不准，后来心里说，我虽不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。
At any rate, because this widow annoys me,
只因这寡妇烦扰我。
Do you think that's the secret of corporate prayer?
你觉得这个是团体祷告的秘诀吗？
We just annoy God till he finally gives up and he says, okay, okay, no, pray it again.
你觉得我们是在这样来烦恼我们的神，以至于神说，好啦，好啦，我给你了。
Quit annoying me.
不要再缠绕我了。
Oh, we never annoy him.
肯定不是。
It says, well, let's see.At any rate, because this widow annoys me, I will avenge her, that she may not, by perpetually coming, completely harass me.
只因这寡妇烦扰我，我就给她伸冤吧，免得她常来缠磨我。
Now, was that your understanding of corporate prayer? In persistence in corporate prayer?
这是你的理解吗？讲到团体祷告的恒切的事项。
We'll just harass God till he gives up and gives in.
我们就在那里缠磨他，烦扰他，直到他放弃。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, what a contrast.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等的一个对照。
The Lord gives the highest assurance at the end of this parable.
但是在这里主把这个最大的确据给了我们。
He's saying to his own people, I'm nothing like that.
他告诉他的选民说，我不是那样子的。
Verse 6, and the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge says.
第六节主说，你们听这不义之官所说的话。
And here's the assurance.
下面是那个确据。
And shall not God at all avenge his elect who cry to him day and night, and he bears long as to them?
神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时。
I say unto you that he will avenge them speedily, but when the Son of Man comes, shall he indeed find faith on the earth?
岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？我告诉你们，要快快地给他们伸冤了。然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗？
This parable is so important to us understanding persistence in prayer.
这个比喻对我们来说是何等的重要，让我们来认识什么是祷告的坚持。
We don't have to annoy God or hassle God until he gives in to our request.
我们不需要在神的面前来烦扰他，缠磨他，以至于他放弃。
He will answer us speedily.
而他却是会要快快地来答应我们的祷告。
How marvelous this is.
是何等的伟大。
Bound said something else.
邦茨在这里又说了。
It was specifically about this parable.
尤其是对于这一段经节。
He was speaking about God.
他在这里说到神。
And he said he knew that man would soon grow faint-hearted in praying.
他知道那个人他很快就会灰心不再祷告。
So to encourage us,
他在那里鼓励我们。
He gives us this picture of persistence in prayer.
他给我们这样子一个图画，说到这个恒切祷告的事情。
This is the faith he is looking for.
这是他寻找那个信心。
When I come, will I find faith on the earth?
人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德的。
Will I find those that prayed in this way?
我能看见有这样祷告的人吗？
You know, this is travailing prayer, persistent prayer.
这是一个生产式的祷告。
This is the very history of the Richmond Fellowship, travailing prayer.
这个是 Richmond 聚会的一个教会的历史，就是有关于生产式的祷告。
We had five, I called them elderly sisters.
我们有五位，我称呼她们是年长的姊妹。
I think they were 50.
她们只不过是50岁左右。
Of course, now that I'm 74, that doesn't look so elderly.
因为我现在已经74岁了，所以再看他们就不觉得他们那么年长。
And these sisters had a deep embedded sense in them.
他们里面实在有这样的负担。
That God wanted to do something in Richmond.
神要在 Richmond 做他的事。
They were from all kinds of different Christian backgrounds.
他们是从不同的这个基督教的这个。
They went around the city searching for something that answered to this groaning in their heart.
他们在那里寻找，要来回答在他们里面的那种呻吟。
And for 5 years, these five sisters gave themselves to persistent prayer.
五年之久，这五个姐妹在那里投身在这样子的祷告里面。
And they prayed, Lord, raise up something for yourself here.
主，求你在这里兴起为你自己的工作。
You know, without that travailing prayer, I wouldn't be here.
若没有这样的祷告，我不会在这里。
Some of you would maybe be happy about that.
也许你们有些人会喜欢。
Brothers and sisters, they prayed and they persistently prayed and they prayed through.
他们祷告，恒切的祷告，祷告的通透为止。
And I want you to think about even a deeper thing about what they prayed.
你们要在这里思想他们祷告的更深的是什么？
One of them, Linda's mother,
有一位就是 Linda 的母亲，
heard of this book called The Ultimate Intention.
他听说了这一本书最终的旨意。
It's our brother Devon Fonke.
这是我们 Devon Fonke 弟兄所写的书。
It is about the eternal purpose of God.
是讲关于神永远的旨意。
And when they finally found that book,
当他们最终找到了这本书。
In the back of that book was a flyer for a conference in Wabana, Maryland.
在这本书最后有一个简报说到这个特会。
And it listed this speaker they'd never heard of, T. Austin Sparks.
在上面有这个讲员，对他们来说，他们从来没听过，就是斯百克弟兄。
And it listed the speaker they had heard of because of this book.Devon Fonke.
完了，还有一个讲员，就是这本书的作者方迪弟兄。
And it listed this third speaker they had never heard of by the name of Stephen Kong.
而第三个作者他们也从来没听过，就是我们的江弟兄。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹。
That was the answer to this travailing prayer.
这个就是他们那个生产式的祷告所得着的答案。
All because they were willing to give themselves and persevere.
因为就是因为他们把自己完全献身在这个祷告的里面。
God did something, a marvelous thing.
神做了这一个特别奇妙的工作。
We would have never known Brother Kong.
否则我们永远不会认识。
We would have never known you.
我们也不会认识你们。
We would have never had a Christian family conference.
我们也不会有基督家庭的聚会。
We would never be connected to saints all over this globe.
我们也不会被连接在整个全宇宙的弟兄姐妹。
This is the power of persistent prayer.
这个就是恒切祷告的能力。
Important persistence in prayer. Persistence are importunate prayers.
而这个恒切的祷告，实在是说到那个恳切的、不放弃的那个祷告。
Importunate means prayer that removes all obstacles.
而这个不住的祷告、迫切的祷告，能够越过或者除去一切的障碍。
It means it overcomes every resisting force.
胜过每一个抵抗的力量。
and gains in its end in the face of invincible hindrances.
最终在不可战胜的阻碍面前仍然能够达到他的目的。
I'm so thankful those sisters discovered this secret.
感谢主，我们的姐妹发现了这样子的一个。
By the way, we would have never known Lance Lambert.
或者我们也不会认得蓝佩德弟兄。
We would have never heard those 41 messages from Stephen Kong about corporate prayer on those Wednesday nights in our early years.
我们也不会听到在早期每个星期三晚上江弟兄给我们讲有关祷告的这样的信息。
Andrew Murray said in his book about prayer, with Christ in the school of prayer.
Andrew Murray 在他的这个, 基督的学校这本书里头也讲到这个祷告。
Of all the mysteries of the prayer world, the need for persevering prayer is one of the greatest.
他说到需要在团体祷告里面最最需要的一件事情就是恒切祷告。
There is another parable that the Lord spoke about persevering prayer.
还有一个地方，主耶稣讲到这个恒切祷告的一个比喻。
It is in Luke chapter 11.
在路加福音的11章。
I want you to turn to that, please.
请我们一起翻到那里来看。
Chapter 11.
路加11章。
Says in verse 5, and he said to them, Who among you shall have a friend and shall go to him at midnight and say to him, Friend, let me have 3 loaves.
第5节，耶稣又说，你们中间谁有一个朋友，半夜到他那里去说，朋友，请借给我3个饼。
Since a friend of mine on a journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.
因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。
And he within answering should say, Do not disturb me. The door is already shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise up and give it to thee.
那人在里面回答说，不要搅扰我，门已经关闭，孩子们也同我在床上了，我不能起来给你。
And he said, I say to you, although he will not get up and give them to him, because he is his friend.
我告诉你们，虽不应他是朋友起来给他,
and because of his shamelessness at any rate,
但因他情辞迫切的直求,
now this shamelessness is importunity.
在这里讲到的是情辞迫切,
he wouldn't give up.
就是那个恒切不肯放弃的。This is
persistence.
这个就是那个坚持。
He will rise and give him as many as he wants.
就必起来照他所需用的给他。
Now, I was talking to a brother in Pakistan that I know quite well.
我曾经跟一个巴基斯坦来的弟兄有一些交通。
And we were going to Pakistan to share with them.
我要去巴基斯坦与他们分享信息。
I remember my brother said to me, he said, Brother, we'll get you a hotel. We sleep with our whole family.
他告诉我，他说我会为你订一个旅馆，但是呢，我们是在一家人一起睡。
He thought I was going to be shocked.
他说他以为我会在那里有震惊。
I said, it sounds like Luke 11. All the kids were in bed with him.
他说，我说这个好像就像在路加十一章里面说到，所有的孩子同我一同在床。
Now I'm not suggesting this is a rule, by the way.
我并不是要说这个是一个规则。
But even that one who persisted with his friend, this one, it was so inconvenient, gave him everything he needed.
在这里为了他的朋友在那里情辞迫切的持求，最后这个人虽然那么的不方便，他还是起来把他所需用的给他。
And then again,
在
the Lord ends with his greatest assurance about corporate prayer.
主耶稣在这里再一次提到这个那个确据有关于团体祷告的。
And I say to you, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you.
我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
For everyone that asks receives, he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it will be opened.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
But of whom of you that is a father shall a son ask bread, and the father shall give him a stone, or a fish, and instead he will give him a serpent?
你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反拿蛇当鱼给他呢？
Or if also he shall ask an egg, he shall give him a scorpion.
求鸡蛋，反给他蝎子呢？
Listen to this last word.
我们最后来看这句。
If therefore you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much rather shall the Father who is in heaven give the Holy Spirit to them who ask him?
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父，岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
These two parables
这两个比喻
are the chief exhortation of the Lord
是我们的主他在这里主要的在那里解释
of encouragement in persistent prayer
是那在那里鼓励我们要有恒切的团体祷告。
Recently, we went to a church history tour in the British Isles.
最近我们去了英国这个就是教会历史的一个旅游。
And when we went to Scotland, something was told us.
当我们来到苏格兰的时候，有人告诉我们这件事。
It was told us about John Knox's prayer.
讲到 John Knox 弟兄的祷告。
He prayed.
他祷告说。
And he persistently prayed.
他在那里恒切的祷告说。
And he prayed again.
他在那里一再的祷告。
And he never gave up praying.
他也不放弃的祷告。
And finally, this urgency was so great in his heart, he said, "Give me Scotland or I die."
最后在他里面那个负担是那样那样的重，他就说，给我苏格兰，否则我死。
God always hears the persistent prayers.
我们的神实在垂听那样子的恒切的祷告。
Of importunity that are planted in our spirit by Him.
而这个恒切的祷告是放在我们的灵里。
All right, I think you've already figured me out. The first point's always the longest, right?
你们可能已经知道第一个点。
It takes people years sometimes. They think that brother will never finish. We'll not only miss lunch, we'll miss dinner and maybe breakfast the next morning.
很会在想这个弟兄，他一定会在这里一直讲，让我们没有办法吃中午饭、晚餐，甚至早餐。
The second thing is watch and pray.
第二件事情说到的是警醒和祷告。
You know, persistence.And watching and praying are always connected.
这个坚持的祷告和警醒祷告是连在一起的。
They are the conjoined twins of corporate prayer.
他们好像就是孪生的姐妹在这个团体祷告的当中。
You know what I mean by the conjoined twins? Two human beings that are stuck together, literally.
就是这两个连体的孪生的姐妹好像两个待在一起不能分开。
Persistence and watching and prayer are joined together inseparable.
这个坚持不懈的祷告和警醒的祷告是两个不能分开的。
This word is very important.
这个字非常的重要。
Watch.
警醒。
It is connected often to his coming that we watch for his coming.
我们常常会用在说等候主的回来这个地方。
Matthew 24 verse 42 says, Watch therefore, for you know not in what hour your Lord comes.
马太24章22节说到，所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
We should be a watching people.
我们需要成为那一个守望的。
We will never be ready for the Lord unless we are a watching people.
我们永远不会预备好，若我们不是在那里警醒的守望。
But specifically, my burden is this word "watch" is almost always connected to praying.
在这个地方特定我要指出的，就是说这个警醒常常或者是一直永远都是与这个祷告连在一起。
We see how our Lord Jesus in His earthly ministry would often say "watch."
我们看到主耶稣在地上讲到这个祷告的这个执事的时候，他常常在那里说要警醒。
We see how near the end of His earthly ministry, He said it with more urgency.
当他在要结束他在地上的公开的执事的时候，他说到这个祷告的时候，他更加的紧迫。
How we not only need to pray, but we need to watch and pray.
我们不单要祷告，而且要警醒祷告。
In that verse, Ephesians 6:18, it says, watching unto this very thing with all perseverance.
在以弗所书六章十八节说到，你们要在此警醒不倦的祷告。
In that verse in Colossians 4:2, it says, persevere in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving.
在哥罗西书也说到，你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。
Do you remember when our Lord Jesus was in the garden in Gethsemane?
你们还记得我们主耶稣在克西马尼园的时候？
Look at Matthew 26. I need to read a few verses.
在马太二十六章，我要读几处。
Matthew 26:36-38.
三十六节到三十八节。
Then Jesus comes with them to a place called Gethsemane and says to his disciples, Sit here until I go away and pray yonder.
耶稣同门徒来到一个地方名叫克西马尼，就对他们说，你们坐在这里等我到那边去祷告。
And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and deeply depressed.
于是带着彼得和西比泰的两个儿子同去，就忧愁起来，极其难过。
Then he says to them, My soul is very sorrowful, even unto death. Remain here and watch with me.
便对他们说，我心里甚是忧愁，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。
Now I want you to underline that in your Bible.
我希望你在这里画下那个线。
Brothers and sisters, this is the only time the Lord asks His disciples to watch with Him.
这是唯一的一个地方，主耶稣在那里要他的门徒与他一同警醒。
But I believe that's a window into the heart of God when it comes to this matter of corporate prayer. This is what He's looking for in His people.
这好像是心灵的一个窗户，看见我们主的心里面、心意里面，他要我们与他一同警醒。
This, I believe, is the very description of corporate prayer.
这个就是我们讲到团体祷告的一个表述。
Look at verse 40 and 41.
我们再来看四十一和四十二节。
You remember when the Lord went off and prayed, and He came back, and He was so disappointed that they couldn't watch, but they had fallen asleep.
当他回来看见他的门徒们都在睡觉，他里面实在非常的失望。
Thus you have not been able to watch 1 hour with me. Watch and pray.
所以他在说，你们不能与我警醒片时，你们需要警醒祷告。
That you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
免得入了迷惑，你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
I mentioned this before the other night. At that time, what the Lord was looking for in His own, He did not find.
我在前几个晚上说到，主耶稣在这里寻找，但是他没寻到。
Three times He came back, and finally when they were asleep, He said, sleep on.
他说，他三次祷告，回来看见他们都睡着了，他就在这里说，你们仍然睡觉吗？
This is because the Lord had to tread the winepress alone.
这是因为我们的主他必须独自踹那个脚闸。
This is what the Lord is looking for in us.
这也是主在我们里面寻找的。
And once he ascended to the throne after the cross, he gives us everything we need that we can be that people that watch and pray with him.
当他在十字架上受死复活升天来到高天，他把所有我们需要的能力都赐给了我们，他要我们在这里警醒祷告。
There's wonderful verses in Isaiah 62.
这里有在以赛亚书的62章有很好的这样的经节。
This shows the Lord is looking for watchmen.
这里看让我们看见主在那里寻找守望的。
Verse 1 says, For Zion's sake will I not Hold my peace, and Jerusalem's sake, I will not be still until righteousness go forth as brightness, and her salvation as a torch that burneth.
我因锡安必不静默，为耶路撒冷必不牺牲，直到他的公义如光辉发出，他的救恩如明灯发亮。
Then in verse 6 and 7, we find the secret of that.
我们在第六七节找到了这个秘密。
Listen to what the Lord said.
听主在这里怎么说。
I have set watchmen upon the walls, Jerusalem, all the day and all the night.
耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，他们昼夜必不静默。
They shall never hold their peace.
他们，你们不要歇息，呼吁耶和华。
Ye that put me in remembrance.
也不要使他歇息。
Keep not silence and give him no rest till he established until he makes Jerusalem a praise on the earth.
也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷。
Now, don't you think that is a definition of corporate prayer?
你是不是觉得在这里就是给团体祷告下了一个定义？
I have set watchmen upon the walls that they might watch and pray.
我在这个城上设立了这个守望的，让他们在这里祷告警醒。
They shall never hold their peace. They were persistent.
他们必不静默，他们要在这里持续不断的祷告。
Ye that put me in remembrance.
他在那里又设立了这个纪念者。
Now, I don't want to be disrespectful, but do you think God has just aged with all of these eternity that he has forgotten?
是不是你觉得我们的主他在那里定了这个永远的旨意以后他就忘记了？
He has not forgotten.
他没有忘记。
But he will not work without us.
他也不能离开我们一起工作。
And he is looking for remembrancers.
他在那里寻找那些纪念者。
I know that's a strange word, and I don't know how our sister translated it.
这个字有点奇怪，我不知道我的姊妹是怎么翻的。
But we are to be remembrancers.
我们必须成为那样子的纪念者。
This is the essence of corporate prayer.
这个就是团体祷告所必须的。
We need to come to the Lord and say, Lord, you said you will make Jerusalem a praise on the earth.
主啊，你说过你要让耶路撒冷成为可赞美的。
You said you will do it.
你说你会做的。
We can never do it.
我们不能做。
He never intended for us to do it.
你也没有让我们来做。
He said, I will make Jerusalem a praise upon the earth.
他说他要使耶路撒冷成为可赞美的。
But the mystery of corporate prayer is he's looking for those watchers.
但是那个奥秘就是他在那里寻找那个守望的，那个纪念的。
Those remembrancers.
这些纪念者。
Lance Lambert said in his book, Warring the Good Warfare,
兰佩德弟兄在那本《打一场美好的仗》这本书里说，
In calling us remembrancers and watchmen, he is inviting us into fellowship with him for the fulfillment of his purpose.
当他称呼我们为纪念者或守望者时，他是在邀请我们进入他的交通，进入他目的的成就之中。
And the answer will be, if he finds those watchers,
这个答案就是,
if he finds those remembrancers,
当他得到了这些纪念者,
he will make,
他会成就,
and he will establish,
他会建立,
and he will accomplish all that he intends to do. This is the mystery of corporate prayer.
这个就是团体祷告的奥秘。
One last point.
最后一点,
I'm watching the clock very carefully.
我在这里很仔细地看着这个钟。
Lest they run me out of Iceland, make me and Linda walk home to Richmond. The last point. That was a delayed laugh. I'm not sure what happened. I'm sorry.
I couldn't explain it.
Oh, yes. You probably don't want to.
No. I just don't have the capability.
The last point, the important point,
最后一点是重要的一点,
is that we pray through.
我们要祷告的通透.
There's a powerful booklet I received some years ago by G.H. Lang.
有一本小册子我 得到的是, G.H. Lang 弟兄所写的,
it's called Prayer, Focused in Fighting.
祷告专注于战争中,
and it stressed this matter of praying through.
他在这里特别在那里提到这个祷告要通透, 要有突破。
I remember years ago, Brother Lance, he often talked to us about praying through.
我记得许多年来, 蓝培的弟兄一直在那教我们,
that's the very end of persistent prayer. I remember Brother Kong in those 15-minute sharings in Richmond before the corporate prayer meeting.
我记得江弟兄在我们团体祷告聚会之前的15分钟, 他分享他的信息。
He talked about us praying through.
他教导我们怎样来祷告得通透。
Now I wonder if you think this is possible for us.
我在这里想,你们是否也觉得这个是否可能呢?
I think sometimes we stumble at this.
我想我们常常会在这里绊倒。
But this is exactly what God is looking for. Those who pray and those who pray through.
这实在是主在那里,特别在那里要寻找的就是恒切的祷告。
We mentioned those verses in James.
我们在这里看到, 雅各书的一节经节。
This is a great word of encouragement.
这个实在是一个大有鼓励的话。
The fervent supplication of the righteous man has much power.
一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
Elias was a man of like passions to us, and he prayed with prayer.
以利亚与我们是一样性情的人, 他恳切祷告,
that it should not rain, and it did not rain upon the earth 3 years and 6 months.
求不要下雨, 也就3年零6个月不下在地上。
And again he prayed, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth caused its fruit to spring forth.
他又祷告, 天就降下雨来, 地也生出土产。
What is the great encouragement here?
这里哪里是对我们来说最大的鼓励呢?
I think we stumble when we read those first words. The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
我们可能读到这个一开头说到这个义人的祈祷是大有功效的时候, 我们可能就已经摔倒。
And I think we begin to stumble and fall and say, that could never be me.
我们可能绊倒了, 我们就说, 这永远不可能是我。
We can never do that in Richmond.
我们在Richmond做不到。
You probably think we can never rise to those prayers in Iceland.
你也可能想在Iceland, 我们也不可能起来有这样子的祷告。
But the real encouragement is in that phrase, he was a man of like passions.
真正的鼓励说到他与我们是一样性情的人。
Brothers and sisters, that means he was just like us.
这个意思就是说他 和我们是一样的。
And yet he prayed with prayer.
他在那里祷告了又祷告。
And when he prayed, the heavens were shut for 3 years and 6 months.
当他祷告的时候，天就闭着。
And it says, and he prayed again.
完了，他再祷告。
Persistent prayer.
恒切的祷告。
And the rains came.
雨就下到地上。
Or you need to read the book of Kings, and you discover what this man was like in himself.
我们在这里看到列王记上讲到的这个人，他是怎样的一个情形？
I think it would encourage you.
他跟我们是一样的。
Do you remember when Jezebel was pursuing this man?
你知道耶洗别在那里要追杀他？
You remember how he ran from this one, this wretched woman?I'm not calling all women wretched women. I want you to just know that.
他在那里怎样的在那里拼命的逃，要逃脱这个坏女人。
It says he came and he sat down under a juniper tree and he requested for himself that he might die and said, It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my father.
在旷野走了一日的路程，来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说：“耶和华罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。”
I think when we think of Elijah, we think of this prophet of fire.
我们想到以利亚，我们就说他是一个火的先知。
Calling down fire from heaven and destroying the prophets of Baal.
他在那里。祷告让火从天上降下，烧灭了所有这些巴利拜巴利的假使徒。
But I think the encouragement in the end is what James wrote. He was just like you.
但是这个鼓励的话是在雅各书说到他与我们是一样性情的人。
You know, when I read the Bible, I sort of begin to get the impression that Elijah was a little bit manic.
Okay, man. Okay. 说到这个以利亚，肯定会觉得他比较刚强有力。
In chapter 19, 1 Kings 19:14, it says, this was what his high point, by the way.
在历代记上的19:4.
I am left alone.
18节，他说，但我。
Boy, this is different than the guy who wants to die under the juniper tree.
这个人他是愿意在罗藤树下求死的人。
Can you imagine? I don't imagine you in this room, and I would ever say, Lord, I am left alone.
我们可能有同样的这样子的经历，我们会在那里想，我只有我，主啊。
The Lord said, I have 7,000.
但是主却说我为自己留了7,000人。
That haven't bowed the knee to Baal.
是未曾向巴利屈膝的。
He was just like us.
他跟我们是同样性情的人。
And this one who was a man of like passions had extraordinary power to pray given to him by God.
他与我们同样性情的人，但是神赐给他这样子何等浩大的这个能力来祷告。
That phrase prayed with prayer is a Hebraism.
这个祷告再祷告是一个希伯来语的表达。
It's a Hebrew phrase.
是一个希伯来的一个语句。
It means by the repetition of those words emphasis.
说到这里的重复为的是来强调。
He didn't just pray, he prayed with prayer.
他在不是只是单单祷告，而是他是一再的祷告。
And he prayed again.
他祷告又祷告。
And God acted.
完了，神在这里听了也。
And yet he was just like us.
他和我们是一样的人。
I hope this is encouragement to you.
希望这是对我们的鼓励。
This God uses flawed people.
这个让我们看见神用的我们这些是有缺欠的人。
You can look at all the great men and women of God, and all of them had flaws.
你可以看那些被神所使用的啊，伟大的弟兄姐妹，但他们总是有。
God never rejects us because of our flaws.
主不会拒绝我们，因为我们身上带着这些的缺欠。
But He wants to take these flawed vessels and use them and accomplish His eternal purpose.
但是他愿意带着这些有瑕疵的器皿来成就他的工作。
Well, that's the perseverance of corporate prayer.
这个就是说到团体祷告的恒切。
Do you see the priority God has placed upon corporate prayer?
你看见了吗？这个团体祷告的优先。
Have you seen the power He makes available to us, His inexhaustible power, so we can pray?
你是否看见神已经给了我们取之不竭、用之不尽的这个大能，为了是他的祷告？
Have you begun to experience this in the life of the church as an expression of the church?
你是否已经开始来经历这个是成为我们教会的一个实际的一个实行？
Are you willing to persevere with the brothers and sisters until he gets what he wants?
是否你也愿意与弟兄姐妹一起来恒切祷告，直到他得着他要得着的？
This is corporate prayer.
这个就是团体祷
告。May the Lord open our eyes.
愿神开我们的眼睛。
Bring us into this reality.
把我们带进这样的实际的里面。
And use even us for His glory.
使用我们成为他的荣耀。
Lord, we commit these words back to you.
主，我们把这些话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we ask you to make this clear to us.
愿主，你让我们更加能够清楚明白。
Bring us into this very thing you're looking for.
带我们进入这个你所喜，你在那里等候的这一个职事。
And cause us to be about the Father's business in our lifetime.
让我们在有生之年也来在这里体贴我们父的这个心肠。
This we ask in the name of our beloved Lord Jesus Christ.
这些我们是奉我们可爱的主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.